Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for June 13th, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. How is AI making its way into trading? Check out the news from Tradeweb. Tradeweb Markets Inc. announced today that it has introduced RFQ Edge, an enhanced request for quote RFQ functionality for U.S. credit markets. This new feature integrates advanced portfolio trading analytics, offering real-time trading data, customized charting, and dealer performance breakdowns. It aims to increase transparency, efficiency, and customization in list trading for U.S. credit and ETF traders. RFQ Edge also uses Tradeweb's AI price, providing real-time prices for nearly 30,000 corporate bonds to help clients make more informed trading decisions. In honor of Juneteenth, CFTC Commissioner Kristen N. Johnson will host a fireside chat with Erica Y. Williams, chair of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, to discuss the importance of representation in leadership positions. The event will take place on Friday, June 14th, 2024 at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and will be live streamed from the CFTC's Washington, D.C. headquarters. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce will host an event titled Investors and the Market First on Tuesday, June 25th, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Lee Anderson Briefing Center in Washington, D.C. The event will feature the release of a white paper, Investors and the Market First, Reforms to Restore Confidence in the SEC, in collaboration with industry partners. The discussion will address the Securities and Exchange Commission's regulatory agenda and its implications. Key participants include Tom Quadman and Bill Hulse from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Jay Clayton from Sullivan and Cromwell, a former SEC chairman, Dorothy Donahue from the Investment Company Institute, Jennifer Hahn from the Managed Funds Association, and Brian Rabbit and Matthew Schwartz from Jones Day. The agenda comprises a keynote discussion by Jay Clayton on the SEC's recent trajectory, a moderated panel on regulatory policy reacting to the joint trade paper, and a panel on the SEC's legal vulnerabilities. Credentialed media members are invited to register for the event. To sign up, go to a link in today's newsletter. Yesterday, representatives of the CME Group, led by Tim McCourt, rang the opening bell at NASDAQ, commemorating the 25th anniversary of E-mini NASDAQ 100 futures. The IRS has issued a warning about increasing impersonation scams targeting seniors, where fraudsters pose as government officials to steal personal information and money. These scams often involve phone calls, emails, or text messages pretending to be from the IRS or other agencies. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel emphasized the need for collaboration with other federal agencies and the tax community to protect seniors. The warning coincides with World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, WEAAD, on June 15th, which highlights elder abuse and its contributing factors. The IRS efforts are part of a broader initiative, including the Security Summit Partnership, to combat scams and identity theft. The latest episode of the Oddlots podcast by Bloomberg's Tracy Alloway and Joe Weisenthal is titled How Indonesia and China Cornered the Nickel Market, with the subheadline A Sea Change in the Supply of an Important Metal. Indonesia now dominates the global nickel market, supplying over 55% of the world's nickel, much of which is directed to China through a rapid expansion partnership. This surge in low-grade, low-priced Indonesian nickel has disrupted the market, causing Western producers like BHP and Anglo American to close their operations and incur significant financial losses. In this episode, Michael Widmer, head of metals research at Bank of America, discusses the impact of these changes on the nickel market, the green energy transition, and the competition from other key metals, alongside insights into bullish copper predictions and general market volatility. The Wall Street Journal reports U.S. travelers can renew their passports online starting today, and that a limited number of slots will open each afternoon for applications, with plans for later expansion. Patrick Young's latest episode of his IPO Vid podcast features the former CEO of the Botswana Stock Exchange Limited, Tapelo Chole. Chole recently transitioned to a new role as CEO of the Capital Market Authority of Rwanda. The Associated Press, via the New York Post, is reporting that U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich, jailed in Russia on espionage charges, will stand trial in the city of Yekaterinburg, Russian authorities said Thursday. Free Evan now, is my comment. Our most read stories from our previous edition of Jail and Options were VIX drops after report shows inflation cooling for MarketWatch, the role of the FCM, Futures Discovery Episode 10 from John Lothian News, and hedging against the stock market sell-off has almost never been cheaper from MarketWatch. Subscribe to the free Jail and Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a sponsored content entry from our friends at FTSE Russell. 4 decades of Russell Indexes Reconstitution, a webinar with Cboe and CME Group. This year's annual Russell Reconstitution is fast approaching, with less than 1 month to go until Recon Day, when our recalibration of the Russell U.S. indexes takes effect. As one of the most widely anticipated market events, Reconstitution ensures that the indexes continue to accurately reflect the current state of the U.S. equity markets and their market capitalization segments, large cap, mid cap, small cap, micro cap, industry breakdowns, and style segment. Join experts from Cboe Global Markets, CME Group, and FTSE Russell, who will discuss how Russell indexes have undergone a series of methodology enhancements over the years and current market opportunities. Register now with the link in today's newsletter. Here's a video from our FIA Boca coverage. Fintech banker sees pocket of progress amid uneven recovery. Dushyant Shahrawat, a managing director at the boutique investment firm Rosenblatt Securities, sees an uneven recovery playing out in financial markets and technology hubs around the world. In an interview at the FIA International Futures Industry Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, Shahrawat said the public markets have regained momentum even as the Federal Reserve signals continued interest rate increases. Quote, the public market seems to be recovering very well, he said. You can watch this interview on johnlothiannews.com. Here's episode 10 of Futures Discovery. The role of the FCM, Futures Discovery, episode 10. Today, we're immersing ourselves in a detailed exploration of the pivotal role of futures commission merchants, commonly known as FCMs. These financial intermediaries play a crucial role in facilitating futures and options trading, serving as a linchpin in the complex web of derivative markets. Understanding the intricate responsibilities and functions of FCMs is essential for navigating the dynamic landscape of modern financial systems. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from A-Team Insights blog. Building the Future of Trade Surveillance, a conversation with Aventis CEO Travis Schwab. Aventis, the trade surveillance and financial risk solutions vendor, is currently experiencing a strong growth phase marked by nearly perfect customer retention rates, expansion across various asset classes and geographies, and consistently positive reviews of its platform. The company, which just reported a 25% increase in its client base over the past year, has recently onboarded several new clients, including three Tier 1 banks utilizing its Validus platform to achieve various compliance and regulatory objectives. With the recent signing of its first South African client, Aventis now operates across six continents, demonstrating its growing global influence. Recent accolades for the company include being named Best Trade Surveillance Solution at A-Team Group's Trading Tech Insight USA Awards 2024, following similar recognition and in the Asia-Pacific region at the 2024 RegTech Insight Awards APAC. My comment, it's worth a read to figure out how the Aventis team continues to grow this company and its offerings. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Florida flooding emergency worsens as more rain lands on Miami. Record deluge closed highways, grounded flights across state. Damages will likely top $1 billion before the rain stops. Florida is in a state of emergency after downpours flooded Miami streets, soaked Fort Lauderdale with its rainiest June day ever, grounded hundreds of flights, and forced officials to issue rare emergency flood warnings. And on Thursday, more rain is on the way, likely pushing losses over $1 billion. In the worst case, as much as 4 to 6 inches, that's 10 to 15 centimeters of rain may fall on soaked ground across southern Florida, leading to more flooding, said Sammy Hottie, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Miami. There may be isolated spots that get even more. My comment. I have a mobile home for sale in Sarasota. I may have a houseboat for sale. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, it's a miserable time to try and land an internship. Students are sending out hundreds of applications and getting very few responses. Companies are hiring fewer interns this summer, and that's cranked up competition among college students and new graduates for a crucial entry point into the workforce. The total number of internships listed on Handshake, a job search platform for college students, fell more than 7% from last June through May compared with the same period a year earlier. And the average number of applications that each internship drew jumped to 93, up from 53 the previous year, according to an analysis by Handshake provided to Bloomberg exclusively. My comment, this is why Robert Corey's books are so important for potential interns, their families, and the companies that hire them. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the world's biggest companies are battling in chess and they have ringers, from the Wall Street Journal. Second was the CME Group's page for the fourth annual MENA Derivatives Challenge, exclusively aimed at the Middle East region. Third was a tie between Bloomberg's Barclays warns Treasury overhaul will stunt systemic trading, and U.S. weighs more limits on China's access to chips needed for AI, also from Bloomberg. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is a press release from Electron X. Electricity derivatives exchange Electron X secures $15 million seed investment led by Innovation Endeavors. Seed round investors include DCVC, Amplo, Box Group, and Lightning Capital. Energy Market also welcomes new regulatory board members and advisors. Electron X, a new exchange created to help accelerate the U.S. grid transition to renewable sources, today announced it has raised a $15 million seed investment round led by Innovation Endeavors. Electron X is building a robust and modern power market for the clean energy transition, smoothing the financial path of renewable adoption for power providers, consumers, and industry innovators that currently face volatile short-term price exposure in electricity. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, deadly and wildly profitable uranium fever breaks out. The radioactive metals price is up 233%, revealing the speed at which the world is embracing nuclear power once again. Along the western edge of Canada's Saskatchewan province, by a bend in a lake ringed by endless stands of black spruce, a small outpost has been carved out of the forest to mark what just might be the hottest new mining project on Earth today. It is a desolate, unforgiving spot. Even in April, the snow is still caked hard to the ice that coats the lake. Bone-chilling winds howl day and night, and there is no towns or villages or, for that matter, signs of life at all beyond the occasional black bear or wolf within a 50-mile radius. Here's another story. This one is from the Financial Times. The headline, Why France's Far Right is Spooking Markets. RN's economic program could be twice as costly as tax cuts by former UK Premier Liz Truss. Marine Le Pen's big spending populist plan to help poorer and working class voters with tax cuts and promises to lower the retirement age may have been easy to tout when her French far-right party was in opposition. Now the Rassemblement National is waking up to the reality that those economic pledges may be difficult to enact if it takes power following snap elections and could turn into a Liz Truss-style liability on the campaign trail. My comment. There's also stories from James McIntosh from the Wall Street Journal on this. Here's another story. This was from Bloomberg. The headline. All right, we had more than three stories. The headline. Chinese trader's $20 million pile of Russian copper goes missing. The story. A giant state-owned Chinese commodity trader is nursing losses after a shipment of copper from Russia worth nearly $20 million went missing, reigniting fears over fraud in the often secretive market for buying and selling raw materials. Wuxian Zanga Group Company, which had sales of 580 billion yuan, or $80 billion in 2023, bought 2,000 tons of refined copper from a Russian smelter that should have been delivered last month. It never made it to port, according to people with knowledge of the incident. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.